You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now it's time to jam with Bay Area Beats. Today we're meeting Tommy Guerrero. He's from San Francisco, and he's a professional skateboarder. Back in the 80s, he was a member of the legendary teenage professional skating team, Bones Brigade Crew. Tommy toured the world with the crew, and along the way, he pursued his other passion, music. Since first picking up the bass guitar as a kid to play punk rock, Tommy's been releasing solo instrument albums for over 20 years. Last week, his latest project, Dubtoons, went live.
Growing up here in San Francisco, you know, you're really informed by your environment, by your surroundings, and there's so much culture and creativity and revolution just in the mud in the Bay Area that it's going to come out, you know, at some point. We're just a vehicle, right? And so, you know, I think I'm just echoing what's already taken place, but with my own voice. This is Tommy Guerrero. I'm a former professional skateboarder. I rode for the Bones Brigade during the 80s, and I'm also a musician. I've been playing music since I was about 12 or 13. I grew up playing punk music in the city with my brother and friends, and it just went from there. I started doing all the DIY solo recordings when I was about 19. I bought a four-track and a drum machine, had a bass and guitar, and off I went.
One, two, three, four!
The idea that I transitioned into being a musician is sort of false in the sense that I started playing music, I think when I was around 12 with my brother. We really got into the punk scene in San Francisco when it came, and we seen the Ramones in front of City Hall, I think it was 79 when they played for free, and that just changed everything for me. I really wanted to be part of it, you know, just the energy of the punk music movement. And so we started a band. And of course, you know, like punk rock, you just pick it up and you just do it. There was no lessons involved or anything. We all had crappy instruments. And so I've been playing for almost as long as I've been skating. Growing up in the Bay Area, in San Francisco, you know, it's really diverse. It's really eclectic. And so hearing all the music coming out of here and all the new movements coming with the punk movement, and then from the punk movement I shifted more into metal. But at that same time, around the early 80s, you were hip-hop was coming out from the East Coast and making its way, and you know, there's like Crush Groove and those movies made it out here, and so I really started getting into hip-hop. And it was strange for friends of mine who are, you know, metalheads, and I'm like also listening to hip-hop. And so my friend Chuck, he lives in Philly, and so he would send me these mixtapes from the radio. And so I was simultaneously like listening to all this heavy stuff, but also hip hop. But there's an aspect of like punk and all of that that are very similar. And it's the same thing with hip hop, where it was all out of necessity, DIY, out of I need to make music, and however that's going to be, it's going to be it. Whether it's two turntables or whether it's a guitar and an amp in a garage. So in the very early 90s, I got a sampler, a keyboard, this big, huge beast of a thing, an Emacs, and I had, I think, 20-something second sampling time on the lowest resolution. And but what I was doing is, you know, you're searching for breaks in old records, old funk records, jazz records, whatever. I would sample, like, some of the beats, and then I would play on top of it. So that's kind of how my whole thing started, playing bass and guitar and whatever else, and creating these more, you know, I like to think of like hip hop, they create the audio collage out of disparate elements, right? A sound here, from there, et cetera, and they create something new. They give it new life and new context, which is really interesting to me. So hip hop really got me into producing the way that I produce and have been for many years. People always ask me like correlation between music and skating, and really skating is very rhythmic. And it's funny because, as you know, in the 90s, every single skate video was pretty much hip-hop, which makes sense. It's extremely rhythmic, you know, and skating is as well. I was around 19 when I turned pro, and I couldn't be in a band anymore because I traveled too much, but I still had the desire to play music. I mean, there was no way I was going to not play. So in between times being on tour, I would hook up with an old friend of mine, Chuck Treese, who I still play with to this day. And we'd, you know, rent a studio. I'd be in town for the day or for the night and rent a studio and jam out. And so I've been just trying to maintain some level of playing throughout my life. Bands are very hard to keep together. You know, I've tried and it just doesn't seem to work out. So I figured, you know, out of necessity, I need to be creative. And music and, you know, and bass guitar, et cetera, those are my tools to be creative. When I sort of pulled back from being a pro skater, which was difficult because that was my identity at the time, and that's what I had been doing forever, you know, I mean, I've been skating almost my entire life, it feels like, that I've, you know, I think I was falling back on music more because it was fun, you know, just making beats, making instrumental music. And how that stuff happened was I had some rappers who wanted some beats. I made beats for them and they just didn't come through with the raps. It didn't work out. And I had instrumental beats. And so I was like, I need a voice. So I started playing guitar. That was basically the voice. There's people who do say that my music reminds them of California, that it invokes this idea of California and this easygoing sort of sunny state, right? Which is, you know, growing up in San Francisco, I grew up in the avenues, it was always foggy. And so it's interesting, you know, I can't say that I've ever approached music that way, but like I said, I think I'm just being informed by what's around me and what's already happened. And I'm just a conduit.